Exodus chapter 8. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go unto Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me." Now the people of Israel were Pharaoh's servants. So what God is saying is, no, they're going to change. They're not going to be your servants or slaves. They're going to be mine. They're going to serve me. So this idea of a change of masters, this is what you get in the chapter about baptism in Romans chapter 6, where we're told that at baptism we change masters. We were the slaves of sin, that's like being slaves of Egypt, but now we're the slaves of God. And when Israel passed through the Red Sea, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10 that this was like baptism into Jesus. So we were in the world, and then we left and we got baptized, and now we are still slaves, but not to the flesh, not to the world, not to Egypt, but to God. And yet we all like the idea of being absolutely, totally free and independent, so I can do what I want. But as soon as we think that, we're actually slaves of our flesh. If you just do what you want, you end up in slavery to yourself and to your own flesh and sin. And I suppose we could say that when Jesus comes back and we are made totally free, that that is the only true freedom. It's what Paul calls the liberty or the freedom of the children of God. And if you refuse to let them go, God says to Pharaoh, I'm going to hit all your country with frogs. The river, that's the Nile, will bring forth frogs abundantly, which will go up and come into your house, into your bedroom, get into your bed, and into the house of your servants and upon your people. And they will get in your ovens. And the frogs will come up both on you and upon all your people and upon all your servants. And the Lord spake to Moses, Tell Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams, the rivers, the ponds, and cause frogs to come up all over the land of Egypt. Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters in Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did the same and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Well, again, their efforts to do this were just a joke because there were frogs everywhere anyway. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Please ask your God Yahweh that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may sacrifice unto Yahweh. Moses said to Pharaoh, When shall I pray for you so that the frogs might be destroyed? So he's really emphasizing, I've got power over you, Pharaoh. Of course, Pharaoh wanted the frogs to go right this minute. And so Moses says, Well, when would you like me to pray for you so that the frogs might be taken away? Now, we can imagine it happening. Pharaoh would have really wanted to say, Oh, please, can you do it straight away? But no, Pharaoh said, Tomorrow. Moses said, Okay, according to your word, that you may know that there is none like unto Yahweh our God. So it shows how proud Pharaoh was and how God was trying to break his pride because he wanted to save Pharaoh. So when it says, and you will know, or that you may know, that you have the possibility to know, there's none like unto Yahweh, this was because God was even wanting to convert Pharaoh. That's amazing. We would have thought that Pharaoh just wasn't worth bothering with. We'd have said, what's the point in preaching to somebody like that? But that's not how God thinks, and that's not how we should think. He tried even with people like us, who are really not very good. And so we should never think that anybody is not good enough for the gospel. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, the villages, and the fields. They gathered them into heaps, and the land stunk. But when Pharaoh saw that there was mercy, he hardened his heart and did not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Well, you read something like 10 times in all this that Pharaoh hardened his heart. And you read about the same number of times that God hardened his heart. So what that shows is that God will confirm people in the position they want to take. And this is the meaning of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God is like the spirit of man, in a sense that the spirit of man is really our mind. And God will confirm us in the attitude we want to have, for good or bad. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, stretch out your rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt." And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and animals. And the magicians tried to do the same, but they couldn't. They said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water, and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. And if you won't, I'm going to send swarms of flies upon you,'" that's you personally, Pharaoh, "and upon your servants, upon your people, into your houses. Your houses will be full of swarms of flies. And I will separate in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people," that's the Israelites, "live. There won't be any swarms of flies there, to the end that you may know that I am Yahweh in the midst of the earth. I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this will happen." So the division between God's people and the people of the world is one witness to God. And you see how all the time God is trying to persuade Pharaoh, as he said, that you may know that I am Yahweh. He was really trying with them.